Yes.
Okay, it says, say, Pashas Boy, number one on the sheets. Yud Beis Chof Zayin. Va'amartem Zevach Pesach Hu. The post previous to that says, Mo'avodah Hazayis Lachem. Va'amartem Zevach Pesach Hu. And you must say that this is the Pesach sacrifice. Lashem. Asher Pesach al Boti b'nei Yisro b'Mitzrayim. B'nokfes Mitzrayim. V'espotinu Hitzil. Va'yikoyed Ha'om. Va'yishtachavu. And they all bow down. Rashi says there they were very happy with the Besura Toivo. I was once at a kiddush actually many years ago in Yerushalayim. It was a very big Talmud Chacham, which shall remain nameless. And I asked him, I don't understand why Vayikre Da'om Vayishtach, why are they all bowing down? So Rashi says, Al Basuras Habonim, because it says, your children will ask you, meaning you're going to have children. I said, why are they bowing down on this posuk? The posuk previous that says, Mo Havodah Zeis Lachem, that's the Ben Rosha. So why are they thanking Hashem for the Ben Rosha? So he told me, yeah, Alta Kasha, it's an old Kasha. I said, okay, what's the Alta Teretz? He says, no. Alta Kasha, he doesn't remember the Teretz. Okay, I'll call upon what I want to discuss is the first five words, V'amartem Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem. I want to suggest a Chiddush, which I'm not sure if I would have said in public, but...
Yeah, did we not
public? No.
But I did find it mufurish, black and white. This is Chadri Chador. Okay, this is just private. But I did find it black and white. I won't tell you what time I found it. In the Marchesh, it's mamish mufurish, black and white, exactly how I wanted to suggest it. So I'm going to try and suggest it. But what we're discussing today is the kavonas when you shech the Korban Pesach. So let's just make one or two brief introductions. Those who are here, Pashas Chukas, we discussed a similar inyan with regard to Por Aduma. We're going to discuss now Korban Pesach. A regular Korban, the halacha is, you have to shecht it lishmo, with the right intentions in mind. What does it mean, the right intentions? If it's a shlomim, so you've got to have in mind, I am now shechting this to be a shlomim.
Verbal, as opposed to
actually. There's a whole shaila, machlekes rishonim, whether it has to be verbal or not verbal. It's the tesis on the first daf in Zvachim, you have to actually verbalize it. The lashon and the mishnah is always, yimachashiv. So does it literally mean thinking or speech? It's a whole shayla. But al kaponim, let's call it machshava. What happens if you think the wrong machshava? This is a shlomim, and you think to yourself, I am shechting this, and it should be an oilo. Wrong carbon. So the halacha is lemaisa, it's kosher. The carbon is kosher b'di'eved. The Mishnah says it's loy olu labailim. That means you won't get a kapara for it, but it's not apostle carbon. What do you do with apostle carbon? You dare not put it on the mizbeach. You burn it. This is not apostle carbon, it's a kosher carbon. You might have to bring another one, you're not yotz with it, but lemaisa, the carbon is kosher. What are the two exceptions to this? Pesach and chatos. We learn it from Sukkim, as we'll soon see. Pesach and chatos. If you shecht with the wrong carbon in mind, you shecht the Pesach, and you think to yourself, I am now shechting this as a shlomim, the carbon is posel. Finished. Posel means you dare not put it on the mizbeach, you don't do zrikas hadam, you don't do anything. As soon as you've shechted it, it's a carbon posel, it's psulei hamikdashin, you burn it. Finished. That's end of story.
The sotah as well. I think with the sotah it was the same.
So if
we didn't have the...
See, those who remember the kotchim shtiklachtei over here. Yeah. So that's really the first Mishnah. It's the first Mishnah in...
You've got to bring another one, another korban.
You've got to bring another chatos, you've got to bring another Pesach. It's daf, based on what Aleph. So anybody who says, yeah, I've learned Zochim, but I didn't get to this, don't believe him, because it's the first line of Zochim. Number five on the sheets, Kol HaZvochim, all korbanos shenizbuchu shalei lishmon, ksherim, they're kosher. Elo shalei olu lebailim, L'shem Chayva, you're not Yotz, you're Mitzvah. For example, somebody has to bring an Oila, Korban Oila. Why? In order to be Mechapa on a Mitzvah. So he shechted his Oila, had the wrong Kavana in mind. The Korban is a kosher Korban, he doesn't have to burn it, but he's got to bring another one. It's not Yotz, his Mitzvah. Says the Mishnah, Chutz min ha-Pesach u min ha-Chatos. Pesach and Chatos, there, if you have the wrong Mashava, finished. Posel. It's a Mishnah in Psachim, Daf Nun Tesoma Beis, number two on the sheets. Ha Pesach she shochtu shalei lishmoi. All different permutations and combinations, possel. The carbon is possel. So that's halacha. If you shech the carbon Pesach with the wrong intention, it's possel. Fine. However, the halacha is that even though a chatos is very chomor, if you shech it with the wrong intention, you've finished your possel. But the Gemara says that's only if I shecht it with a different carbon in mind. So if I'm shechting a chatos, thinking it should be a shlomim, I've switched carbonus, the chatos is possible. But what happens if I don't think it should be shlomim? I think I'm shechting this and I think to myself, this should be chulin. Shouldn't be a carbon at all. I'm thinking, I go to Beis HaMikdash, and I shecht it, and I'm sheichet chatos, this should be my Tuesday lunch. It's not carbon. Says the Gemara, interestingly enough, it doesn't become possible. Mm-hmm. It's kosher, we'll see how kosher in a minute. But it's kosher, why? So the Gemara says, an important principle, kodshim mechalalim kodshim, ve'ein chulin mechalalim kodshim. In other words, the way the Gemara explains is, the closer two things are, as they always say, there's no fight like a family fight. The closer you are, sometimes the bigger the fight. Chulin is so far removed from a chatos, it has no shaychus to a chatos, that it can't even infringe on the shame chatos. Now, of course, you might have said the exact opposite. The further away it is, if it's a chulin, you've really messed up the carbon. The Gemara says, no. You shech the chatos, that it should be a shlomim, that's a carbon, but it's the wrong one. So you've messed up. But if you shecht chatos l'shem chulin, the carbon is kosher. Carbon is kosher. The Rambam passes like that l'halacha.
How it became carbon before shechting? You announce that it's carbon.
Very good. You announce this animal is a chatos.
Just right now.
You're mafresh a chatos.
Just right now. You announce, and it seems nothing could be done with it except any. So how? When this transaction come from your announcement to that you can have it for lunch?
No, you can't. You announced it should be a chatos.
Yes, then you
took it to Beis HaMikdash.
And you think it's
and for some reason, you announced deliberately that this, I'm shechting it, bakavona, that it should be chulin.
It isn't my question.
Possible.
It's possible.
Possible carbon.
So when...
Oh, sorry, if it's chulin, it's kosher. Sorry, if it's chulin, it's kosher.
My question, maybe.
It doesn't mean it's... No, kosher means it's a kosher carbon on the mizbech. Not that it's kosher for lunch. It's not.
It is what you say.
Yeah, if you shecht chulin and you think it's shlomim, I'm sorry, don't bring it anywhere near the mizbeach. Don't be makabel the dam. Don't do zrikas adam. It's possible, finish, burn it, get it out of the Beis HaMikdash. But if you shecht chatos l'shem chulin, you couldn't undo the chulin status. It remains a carbon kosher. So you're makrib on the mizbeach. We'll see. Let's see the Rambam number 7 on the sheets. Psula Mikdashim Perek Tesvav Halacha Dalet. Chatos. Sheshachta L'shem Zevach Acher. If you shechted the chatos with a different carbon in mind, Kagoin. Sheshachta L'shem Oila. Oila Shem Osham. Oila Shem Shlomim. Psula. Then it's possible. K'moshe B'yarnu. Aval Im Shachta L'shem Chulin. But if you shech the chatos thinking it's your Sunday lunch, K'sheiro. The carbon is kosher. Says the Rambam, v'loy olsa l'baylim. He's not yetz his mitzvah with it. So he did an avera. B'shoigeg, says, v'machuyah to bring a chatos. He goes into his back garden, goes to the animal, he says, there should be a chatos. Fine, it's got halachas now. He's just been makdish the behemah. He goes to the Beis HaMikdash, he shechts it l'shem chulin. He can take the behemah, makrib it on the mizbeach, it's a kosher carbon, but he's not yetz his chovas chulin, he's got to go back home, and now bring another chatos.
Okay. He's not Yotzi Chobas Chatos, you mean.
Correct. Well, so what did I say?
Chulin.
Sorry, Chobas Chatos.
Okay.
He was Mechoyim to bring a Chatos. It's a kosher carbon. It's not a Psuli HaMikdashim, but it's not Yotzi his Chatos. Oh, so the Shaila is now, that's a very good Shaila. Now, what happens to it? Once you put it on the Mizbeach, what halachas does it change? But it's a kosher carbon.
I'm going to be clear. I need to bring a Chatos. I checked it the same Chulin. I can carry on with the
with the carbon. I don't have to burn it.
I've done an avera. If I'm going to bring a chatas to makapa that
avera. Which avera? The avera that I went with, the avera no, did last week.
No, I'm asking, that was missing a bit of my question.
Which avera?
He's asking if it has another avera.
Oh, is there another avera?
Is there another avera of actually...
Which very good, Shaila. So there happens to be another avera. You're not allowed, as a possible tzav, lo yechoshev. You're not allowed to have the wrong machshava. What do we know? We know, for example, pigul. If somebody has in mind, I'm shechting this carbon, and I'm going to eat it next week. You're not allowed to eat it next week. Besides for the fact that the korban is posel, it's pigul, he's even iser derais of lo yechoshev. So that'll be true l'chayir over here as well. The maisa, he's had a machshava poiselo, so you have to know, if it kashes the korban, if the korban is still kosher, then maybe he won't be over that iser derais.
But if he has to bring another chatas, he ended up for the one chatas, bring three.
No, so forget, this aver might not be mechayv chatas, not sure. Whether this aver is mechayv chatas, let's put that aside. But last week he did some avera, he was machal al Shabbos b'shoigig, he's got to bring a chatos. He shechted l'shem chulin, I say fine, the korban's kosher, but I'm sorry, that chilul Shabbos warrants another korban, because you never did a chatos properly.
Avera or not, I don't know. Is it permitted to shecht chulin in Beis Mekdesh?
No, absolutely not. This never became chulin. This never became
no,
chulin.
No, but right now it's a very interesting thing. So right now, it's forbidden to shecht chulin, you in Beis Mekdesh, and say, I'm shechting chulin. Forget about what it will do with previously stuff. What you're doing?
It's
a vera.
Yeah, 100% right. No. There's two averas.
There's
one avera because you puzzle the machshav of the chatos. If you're trying to shecht chulin bazar, but that lemaisa won't be an avera. He's thinking he's doing an avera. It's only avera if it's really chulin. This isn't really chulin. So he's thinking that it's chulin. It's not really chulin. It's not really chulin.
But
so he won't have the avera of shechitas chulin ba'azar because it's just not chulin. It really is a chatas.
Because a person will come and chas v'chalila said, I'm shechting pig. Is it by machshava wrong or not?
Yeah, no. It'll only be the avera of a psul machshava. He won't have the avera of shechitas chulin ba'azar because really it's not chulin. Really it's kosher. Okay.
But what kind of another fun? So he thought it was chulin. He said it's chulin, whatever it is, it's still kosher. So he takes it after the mizbeah. He's makriv it as what?
As a chatos
kshera. But it's not mechaper anything.
Enachnami says what me mechaper. That's the chiddush mishnah. It's kosher. Sheloi olu lebailim. Enachnami sheloi olu lebailim. So all halachas, there's a whole shmuz. Does it become a chulin? Does it become chatos? What's all then? That's all. The carbon is kosher. When you get it, the carbon is kosher. Fine. So if you would put the kohenim eat the chatos, the kohenim, not the bailim. Bailim don't eat the kohenim eat chatos. Now, if you put everything together, if you put everything we've said together, we've come out that the following is true on a regular carbon, not pesach, not chatos, a regular carbon. If you have the wrong intention in mind, the korban is kosher. Pesach and chatos, however, if you have the wrong intention in mind, if you think of another korban, the korban is posel. But if you're intending it should be chulin, the korban is kosher. Fine. So now let me ask you, we've got one halacha that we haven't mentioned yet. What about if you shecht the korban Pesach l'shem chulin? We said that chatos and Pesach have the same halachas. That if you shecht it with a different carbon in mind, possible. Different carbon in mind. You come on Erev Pesach, Yud Dalad Nisan, and you shecht your carbon Pesach, and you announce the Koil Rash Godel, this should be a Oila. I'm sorry, the Kohenim will tell you, take that out. Psulei HaMikdashim. Pesach L'Shem Oila, possible. Fine? What happens if you shecht a Pesach L'Shem Cholim? So we would have thought that it should have the same status as a chatos, that it's a kosher carbon. Why should it be worse than a chatos?
Because nechol, that's a problem.
Says the Rambam. Now let's have a look at the Rambam. Hilchas psulei hamikdashim. By the way, I must add, how do I know that a Pesach that you shecht shelei lishma with the wrong intention, how do I know, by the way, that it's possible? The Gemara learns it from our pasuk, but amartem zevach pesach hu l'Hashem. You've got to say it's a zevach pesach, nothing else. It's not an oila, it's not a shlomim, it's not a chatos, it is a pesach. Nothing else. Fine? So I won't have intentions any other karbonos. What ones I have in mind l'shem chulin? Says the Rambam psulei hamikdashin, number 8 on the sheet, tezvob yud alef, ha pesach sheshochti. A pesach that was sacrificed b'machsheves shinui. With an intention, they wanted to change the status of the carbon. Bain. Listen to the Rambam of the word. Listen to the words of the Rambam. Bain sheshino shmoi l'shem zevach acher. Whether he had intention, it should be a different carbon. Bain sheshinohu l'shem chulin. Posul mishum shenem avamartem zevach pesach hu l'shem. All the Mepharshim on the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Mishnah Melech, and the Birkas HaZavach, and the Karen Ayir, and the Chavetz Chaim, and everybody says, where did the Rambam get this from? A Chatos that you shech l'shem chulin is a kosher carbon. A Pesach that you shech l'shem chulin is suddenly a posel carbon. So the Rambam says, yeah, v'amartim zevach pesach hu l'Hashem. So all Mepharshim say, very nice. The Gemara brought that posuk to tell you that if you shech the Pesach shaloi lishma with regard to a different carbon, it's posel. But how do you know if you shech the l'shem chulin, it's posel? Why is it suddenly worse than a chatos? That's what all the Mepharshim ask. The Birkas HaZevach says he's got no idea of the Makor of the Rambam. The Mishnah Melech says he must have had a different posuk, maybe a different girsa. I don't mean a different pasuk, a drasha from a pasuk. Everybody's trying to work out why is this carbon pasuk.
Excuse me, why is there not, why he could not ask all of them, why you think it should be same?
Same as chatos? Because we always put chatos and Pesach in the same category. That we say, I'm better than that. I'll tell you more. Now I'll better answer your question. When you shech the chatos, l'shem chulin, we said the carbon's kosher. Why? So the Rambam told us, if you look at number 7 on the sheets, Shehakodshim chalolin kodshim, ve'ein hachulin chalolin kodshim. Chulin does not have the power to mess up kodshim. It's a svara, the Gemara says so. It's not a svara, we learn it from a posuk. Kodshim can only be messed up.
It's klal.
If you have in mind kodshim.
Right, he goes again.
Right, if that's the klal, then you can't mess up kodshim with a machsheves chulin.
Okay.
You only mess up kodshim by switching karbonos. So all the mepharshim say. So say the same by Pesach as well.
What can you do with it? That's what I asked you before. By the chatos. So it remains a chatos, the carnival will eat it, and fine. What's going to be with this korban? Who's going to eat it? You can't just do whatever you want with it. With a god on the misbeh, it's got to be there for something.
Why should it pasel it?
Because if it's not good for the korban itself, so it's no good. You can't just put anything you want on the misbeh. What's it going to be?
You can't put a korban pasel on the misbeh. This is a korban kosher.
What is it?
You could say
it's a pesach l'shem chulin, like a chatos l'shem chulin.
You could say that.
I will fail. Pesach is connected to the Balim. There's a connection to the Balim in Pesach.
Okay, so one second.
Isn't there also dinner at Pesach you're not allowed to leave over till the next day?
True.
So shouldn't that become a problem with
Okay, so one second. So we're dancing around various terutzim of the Achrenim over here, which I want to mention first. The Keren Eira and others suggest a different terutzim, and then at the end Mishnah will suggest a brand new teretz. The Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says that he found in a sefer, he doesn't know who wrote it, in the Magia or the Birkas HaZevach, he found a Ge'oinus Teretz. He says, you know how I know that if you shech l'shem chulin is posel? I'll tell you how I know. Where was this posel written? Va'amartem zevach pesach hu l'shem. It was written in Mitzrayim. When they go in Mitzrayim, they should shech the Pesach l'shem pesach, and not for anything else. In Mitzrayim, there were no other korbanos in those days. There was no oila, there was no shlomim, there was nothing. The only thing that existed was chulin. So when the Torah said, don't change the machshava of the korban, think in mind Pesach, not something else. What is the something else? It can only be chulin, it can't be anything else because there are no other korbanos.
Very good.
Says the Minchas Chinuch, you get it from the Pasuk. When the Torah said, when Hashem told them, in Mitzrayim, think of Pesach, don't think of something else. They were scratching their heads, thinking, what do you mean something else? What's something else? What? Oila? We don't know what oila means. Chatos? We don't know what chatos is. Shlomim? Osham? We've never been taught these mitzvahs yet. Oh, in other words, you mean, don't shech the l'shem chulin. If so, it's in the Pasuk.
But it's the Pasuk's Labdavka talking in Mitzrayim.
Yoki, Yishol, Chobim, Chulim, Osham. Minchas Chinuch says, I don't understand this magia, because yes, it was said in Mitzrayim, but these instructions are Pesach L'Doiris. That's the kash of the Minchas Chinuch. Oh, it's a chap teretz. The Minchas Chinuch doesn't like it. This was said l'dayrus. It was said forevermore. Okay. It's the Keren Eira, who is mamish from the Gedolei Achreinim. before I started learning Zvachim, I spoke to my rabbi in London. He says, make sure you learn every Keren Ora in Zvachim. I'm not sure if I was Makayim it, but Keren Ora is the Sefer on Zvachim. He has a psicha, he has an introduction to Zvachim. And his last words of introduction was where he addresses this Rambam. And he says very, very short, brief words, number 11 on the sheets. Keren Ora. V'acha kol hanal, ho de kasheli maishno de pesach l'shem chulim, gam came posel. Why is it posel? V'hoyo nire. He said, it would appear to me, the l'shem chulim have a kamoi shaloi l'oichlov, the b'chulin loy shayich oichlin. Umnuyin. Atkan. What does he mean? We know that in Korban Pesach, the halacha is you have to have all the members of the group signed up, you have to be a mono. It's not just a free-for-all, you have to previously be signed up, you can't just pull out, at least after the Shechita, you've got to be a mono, there's a mitzvah sachila, there's a whole process. Not like other mitzvahs, not like other karbonas, you can shecht it, a shlomim. You can shecht the shlomim, and then you decide afterwards who you're going to eat it. You can eat it yourself, give it to your neighbor, give it to your children, you don't have to have them all signed up previously. But in Pesach, there's a special halacha that has to be menuyin. What happens if I have in mind that this is going to be eaten by non-menuyin? I've got a list of 10 people who are signed up for my Korban Pesach. This is going to be eaten by my next door neighbors who's not on my list. You had the wrong people in mind. It's a Mishnah in Pesachim, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. The Korban is possible. Shachtu shalayla oichlov, number 3 on the sheets, v'shalaylim nuyov, la'areylim v'latzmeim, posel. The carbon is posel.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. Says the Keren Ora. If you think this carbon should be chulin,
you include everybody.
Then, so, different ways how to understand the Keren Ora, but Evan Oswald understood like Michael. What he means is that I want this carbon to be a public carbon. It's lunch. It's lunch, so who can eat it?
Everybody.
Me, my neighbor, the down. Everybody can eat it. Says the Keren Ora, that's Shalei Lo'eichlov, Mameleth Pasol. Beautiful pshat in the Rambam. Except, the Evan Ozel says, can't be. Can't be right.
Because for filling, you don't need menuyin.
No, that's why it's Pasol. He says that Evan Ozel understood the Keren Ora letter, Michael, that when you shech l'shem chulin, what you really mean to say is that even though I've got 10 people on my list, but it's chulin, it's lunch, everybody can come. In which case, it's possible. Says the Evan Ozel, Rabbi Sazan Melsa, I don't understand. The Mishnah in Pesachim Daf Samach Aleph says, what happens if you have in mind that this carbon should be eaten by non-listed people? The carbon is possible. What happens if you have in mind it should be eaten by listed people and also non-listed? Carbon is kosher. First Mishnah. Look, Pesachim Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. I quoted the Mishnah here. Shachtu Shaloi La'oichlov Shaloi Limnuyav La'arei Limunutmei Apostel. La'oichlov V'Shaloi La'oichlov Limnuyav V'Shaloi Limnuyav Limulim Ula'arei Limutmeim Ula'tayim Kosher. Says Evan Oswald. I don't know what the Keren Ora is talking about. How can the Keren Ora say, oh, you've made it chulin, it's public, it's a free-for-all, even people who are not listed on my list. But the Bailim can still eat it. The listed members can still eat it. So it's like having in mind the listed people and the non-listed people. That's a carbon kosher. So why does the Rambam say it's possible?
So the lashon of the Keren Ora is, having kemoi sheloi
lo'efer. Yeah, but carry on the words. I think the key is in the next few words. I think he means something else. He doesn't mean, Evan Ozel understood like you, he doesn't mean that when you shecht it l'shem chulin, the problem is now it's a public carbon. No! When you had in mind it should be chulin, you meant, I want this carbon to be eaten at Sunday lunch. I don't want it to be eaten at the Korban Pesach. I want it to be eaten as Sunday lunch. Sunday lunch doesn't have oichlin. Sunday lunch doesn't have menuyin. If you eat part of my Sunday lunch, you're not makayim any mitzvah. Maybe achmasas orchim. You're not makayim the din menuyin. Therefore, that's why when you have in mind that this should be shecht and l'shem chulin, you're having in mind that how should it be eaten? It should be eaten not in a Korban Pesach form. That's what you really mean to say.
Regardless of who eats it.
Yeah, even if the guy eats himself, if you look at the kernel, that's what he's saying. The bechulin lo shayach oichlin omenuyin. He didn't mean that chulin means that it includes everybody.
But this has a small problem. Every time when a person has lunch, it has no other thought but have this lunch. Don't tell that when I have lunch, I think this lunch, first of all, it's not my birthday party, second, it's not Pesach, third, no, normal person could sandwich and eat it. So eating things that it's not Pesach.
Cholin, by its very nature, has no members to it. Korban Pesach has to be eaten in a manner that it's nechal alidei the oichlin, it's nechal alidei the menuyin. By cholin, that's just not shaykh.
Wait, can I clarify something? I just wanted to see if I understood properly. The Mishnah that you brought before, lo oichlo v'shiloi lo oichlo, the menuya v'lo lo
oichlo.
Does that mean that you had... In other words, when you shecht it, you have to have. I'm having in mind now lo oichlo v'shiloi lo oichlo lemenuya v'shiloi lemenuya v'arelim v'shiloi
l'arelim. You're not supposed to have that in mind.
No,
even
saying,
if you did, yeah, it's kosher.
So maybe the pshat here is maybe this is the way you learned it.
No, once
you have to have that in mind.
No.
Not that you have to have in mind that it's everybody.
No, but chulin. When I have in mind chulin, I didn't exclude myself. When I said in mind chulin,
no,
I didn't exclude
exactly
me,
point.
My name.
That's exactly the point. Look at his lashon here. The v'chulin lo shayach loichlim l'mui means I had in mind generally this is v'chulin.
What's the problem?
The Mishnah, who brought it? The Mishnah is saying that even the Mishnah that allowed a broader, like, la'arelim v'shaloi la'arelim, means that you have that specifically in mind, la'arelim v'shaloi la'arelim, le'minuyo v'shaloi le'minuyo.
So chulin is better?
Chulin is better.
But chulin includes everybody.
No, but it doesn't include anybody. That's a
pshat. So
that's what he's saying. It doesn't include anybody.
What?
No shayach
l'minuyim. That's better?
Yeah.
Why is it better?
Because the deal in Pesach is it has to be specifically
even in
to
Pesach,
groups.
Once in the Mishnah in Pesach, I thought I want to have all the listed people and the general public. I didn't have in mind anybody specifically. That's also kosher. Why that's kosher?
That's not good.
That's not good.
Could you saying?
No, that's the Mishnah. She'ena menuyin means I'm happy to give this to non-listed members. Who? Anybody. Open season.
But you specified. So you've said this is for everybody. You're saying this is for nobody.
That's just the Mishnah's way of writing it. The Mishnah doesn't mean that they have your address book over here. And you're right, this guy, yeah, this guy, not. It means I had in mind listed, and I had in mind even people who are not listed.
What does it mean?
What their names?
You had in mind.
That means I'm not going to be makpid to give it to Menuyin. That's what it means. Who am I going to give it to? Anybody. Menuyin, Lon Menuyin.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Not anybody. Everybody.
Shaloi Lemnuyin.
This is for everybody.
Shaloi Lemnuyin means I have in mind I'm only going to give it to non-listed people. That's tussle.
That's not good.
But if I have in mind Menuyin, Shaloi Lemnuyin, it's a public carbon, it's a kosher carbon. So for the Eben Ovel asked on the Karen Oyer, asked, so too Pesach Hashem Chulin. So which we're suggesting, that's not what the Karen Oyer meant at all. The Karen Oyer just meant that Chulin, you're never Niskayim, you're never Makayim the Din Oichlin, there's no Din Oichlin by Chulin. The Mela, it's a Machshava of Shaloi Lo Oichlof. Okay.
Maybe the Pshat is that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The Pshat is Bachulin. It's spelled the menuya, not that.
Yeah.
That's what's missing.
Yeah.
That's
what you mean.
You're missing the menuya.
By chulin, there's no nature, no musig of menuyin. You can't have a signed up member to Sunday lunch.
We're not looking at the fact that
there's no menuya, there's no menuya. And therefore,
what are we missing?
And therefore, you know what you're thinking? When you're planning that this carbon should be eaten the same chulin, you're thinking it should be eaten as a non signed up member. That's shalai loichlo. The Evan Ozel himself. Evan and Ozel himself, fine, he disagreed with the Keren Ayur. So he came up with a new pshat in the Rambam, another Goenus. What's the halacha we said? Chatos yishech l'shem chulin. We said, fine, doesn't become possible. It's kosher. But kosher, but what?
It doesn't count.
But it doesn't count. So it's kosher, you put on this there, but you've got to bring another chatos. Says Evan and Ozel, Goenus. He says, fine. Chulin. Pesach l'shem chulin will be exactly the same. Yoshecht your Pesach l'shem chulin. So what was the kasha? So why did Rambam say it's possible? Let it be a kosher korban. But it's kosher v'loy olu. That means you're going to have to bring another Pesach.
You might not bother.
The halacha is you're not allowed to be nimne on two psachim. You're not allowed to be on two people's list on psachim. Therefore, the minute you're mechuyev to bring another korban Pesach, this korban Pesach cannot be eaten by all the menuyin. So who's going to eat the korban Pesach? Nobody. That's called shalei leichlof. A goyin is the Eben Ozel. Again, even if you want to say it should be the same as chatos, says the Eben Ozel, it will be the same as chatos. It'll be a kosher korban. Now try and work out what's going to happen. It's going to be kosher v'loy olu. Ah, so you mean I'm going to have to bring another Pesach. But you're not allowed to be signed up onto two korban Pesachs. So everybody who is listed on Pesach number one will have to say, I'm sorry, we can't eat this Pesach. So who will eat this Pesach? Nobody. So in other words, you're planning that nobody should eat the Korban Pesach. That's the Shechita Shalei Leichlin. Okay. Different Mahalchim to end for the Rambam. I want to suggest, Meir Rabbeisai, a new pshat, which I found in the Marcheshes. Marcheshes is one of the Gedolei Achreinim in Vilna, if I'm not mistaken, the beginning of the last century. There is a Yerushalmi. Look at number 6 on the sheets. The Yerushalmi says, Minayin shehutzorich l'sheichtoi l'shmoi. How do you know that you have to shecht the Korban Pesach l'shmoi? Rabbi Bo, b'shem Rav, says, V'amartem zevach pesachu. The pasuk that we started with, Loima, she'im nishchat l'shem pesach, hu pesach. Ve'im lav, einoi pesach. Sounds very innocent words, except there's a bit of arichus over here. Because in regard to other korbanos, it says, for example, how do you know you have to shecht it l'shmoi? You bring the pasuk, which tells you, you've got to shecht it l'shmoi. Here, the Yerushalmi is marich. She'im nishchat l'shem pesach, hu pesach. Ve'im lav, einoi pesach.
Thank you, Chulin, of course.
Oh, whoa, one second, you're getting to the key, one second. So I want to suggest a big chiddush over here. Pashas Chukas last year, we mentioned the Rambam says if you shech the Parah Aduma l'shem chulin, the korban is possible. And everybody asks the same kasha, why? Again, I thought we have a principle that chulin can't be mechalal kodshim. So the Brisker Rav said in the name of his father Reb Chaim the following: there is a principle, stoma lishma. That means when I take my korban in my back garden and I announce, this should be a shlomim. This is a shlomim. It's automatically become a shlomim. What is this? Is it an animal? No, it's a shlomim. It has all the halachas of shlomim. So much so, what happens if you go to the Beis HaMikdash and you shecht it and you didn't think anything at all? I didn't think I'm shechting it for a shlomim, for a chal. Garnish getrach. Didn't think anything. It's fine. Because it's a memela shlomim. Stoma lishma. That's the first tzugya in Zvachim Daf Beis. Stoma lishma. Said the Brisker of Hashem, his father, Reb Chaim, about Para Aduma, there's no stoma lishma. Why? A Para Aduma is a very peculiar korban. You're makriba on the mizbeach, you're not makriba on the mizbeach. Sort of chutzla machane. And yet we call it a korban. A korban, poras chatos it's called. Has all the status of a chatos, but it's not a real korban. Said Reb Chaim, an unbelievable chiddush. When I take an animal, a red cow, and I say, this is a para aduma. Is it a stoma para aduma? Can I say about it, oh, it's oimut for the mizbeach? Which mizbeach? It's oimut to be a carbon? Where? What? It's no carbon. It's not even a carbon at all. Says Reb Chaim, but we know it does have the status of a carbon. Says Reb Chaim, yeah. When you shech the para aduma, you are now converting it into a para aduma. That's the chiddush of the Torah, even though it's not on the Mizbeach. It's the one korban that you can shech, not on the Mizbeach, you take him in chutz l'machaneh. But all other korbanos, if I tell you, at which moment did it become a shlomim? It became a shlomim in my back garden. Why? Because I said, this is a shlomim, it's heading for the Mizbeach. It's definitely going to be a shlomim. So when I come to the korban now, I come to the Mizbeach, it's memela a shlomim. But with regard to a para aduma, it's not heading for the Mizbeach. The Torah was machadish that when you shecht it, even mechutz lamachne, it'll become a korban. Wow, massive chiddush. Fine, says Reb Chaim. Well, it'll only become a korah aduma if you mechaven for a korah aduma. But if you mechaven for anything else, it just didn't become a korah aduma. So why have you shecht the korah aduma l'shem chulin? Is it possible? It just never became Parah Aduma. Mamela, it's possible. Ad Kan Divrei Reb Chaim. I want to suggest the same with Korban Pesach as well. Why? So you're going to tell me Echatesa. When I say this should be a Korban Pesach, well, obviously it's going to be a Pesach. I'm going to take it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be a Pesach. What else is it going to be? No, it's not true. What happens if a Korban Pesach was not sacrificed? You were makdish a Korban Pesach and you weren't makrav it. Why, what, which? I don't know, you weren't. What's the halacha? After Pesach, it switches. It becomes a shlomo. We learn it from Sukkim. Even before Pesach, you can change the status of a Pesach. You can make it a shlomim. Every Pesach inbuilt has got two roads. It might be a Pesach, it might be a shlomim. It might be a Pesach, it might be a shlomim. So much so, there's a briskerov, he found a Shittim Kubetzis in Tamura, who says, and listen to the words, you're not going to get more mafurish than this. He says, of Dinan, Ki'ilu, it's as if when you initially said this should be a Pesach, Ki'ilu Hufrasha L'Shlomim. It's as if really you're mafreshet for a Shlomim. Bishum the Pesach V'Shlomim B'chad Biksa. It's all one thing.
Subsection.
Another Shiton Gobet says, Tehoil V'Acha HaPesach Korev Shlomim. Seeing as the halacha of the Pesach is that it might become a Shlomim, Ki'ilu Tchilas HaHekdash Huktash L'Shlomim. An unbelievable chiddush.
So why is it possible if you shechta the same shlomim? We said before, Pesach shechta the same oshom or shlomim or whatever.
No, because you wanted to be a Pesach. You wanted to be a Pesach.
Point, you said, no, I want this to be
no, a that's not an akira. That's not the way you convert it. There's a way of being akira from a Pesach to a shlomim. But if you're shechting as a carbon Pesach, l'shem shlomim, that's not an akira. It's also tell you on the zman, there's a shayla when you can do the akira. If that's the case, then we can be mechadosh over here, a gewaldige chiddush, which as I said, I'm not sure if I would have said Barabim, but the Marchesh says it black and white. That by Pesach there's no din stoma l'shma anymore. Because when you makdish your Pesach, what are you going to say? That's it. You've sealed the fate of this animal. It's going to be a Pesach. Who says? Might be a shlomim. Which track will you go down? I don't know. We have to see how things pan out. At which stage can you say with absolute 100% certainty it's now a Pesach? How did you convert it into a proper Korban Pesach? By shechting it l'shem Pesach. You're now mechal on it a shem Pesach. If you the amartem zevach Pesach, that's the Yerushalmi Zarichus. Says the Yerushalmi again, number 6 on the sheet. She'im nishchat l'shem Pesach, hu Pesach. Then it just becomes a Pesach. V'im lav einoi Pesach. What do you mean, im lav einoi Pesach? That means if you shechted l'shem chulin, we asked, excuse me, I thought a machsheves chulin can't interfere with kachim. The answer is, it's not interfering. You just didn't make it into a Pesach. What do you mean, you didn't make it into a Pesach? But last week I already shrived, this is my Pesach. Yeah, but it might have been a shlomim at the end of the day. Therefore, there was no din stoma. How do you convert a Pesach? Exactly the same way as Reb Chaim told us, you convert a Parah Aduma. You've got to shecht it, l'shem Parah Aduma. Any other machshava, it's not so much that it disturbs. It undoes something, you just never converted it into a Pesach. And if I made it, it's possible. Because it never became a Korban Pesach.
So why did we have this two shell of Chatos to Pesach in the first place?
No, Chatos is different. Chatos is Stam
L'Shem. It's different.
Yeah. It's different. Yeah, that's the Chiddush over here. That's the Chiddush over here. That is the Chiddush.
I'm saying when you originally said the Maharaj, that all Korbanot except for Pesach.
Yeah, because Pesach and Chatos, yeah, 100% right. That's the Chiddush that's emerging. It turns out that when you shech the Chatos Shaloi L'Shma, it's possible. But that's a very different Hezbo when you shech the Pesach Shaloi L'Shma. Why is that possible? Because you just didn't make it into a Pesach. So for the same price when you shecht the Shem Chulin, you also didn't make it into a Pesach. If you look, the Marcheshes, the last Marmokim on the sheet, I squeezed it in last night because I had to print it. Simon Zion, Siv Cotton Base. V'oid nireli b'tamei shel harambam v'hu hanochin. The Svirilei, he holds as follows. Afogav to Kaim alone. Even though we hold the Stam Shchitas Kotchim Rishmon Koi. Normally, Stam, a blank Machshava is good enough. Mikol Mokoim Ze Einoi Elo Bashar Kotchim. That's only true with other Korbonois. The Hossam Shekol Shehuktash Lashem Echod Meha Kotchim. Once you're Makdish it, Shuv Einoi Oimed Lias Korban Acher. It can't be anything else. If you're Makdish an Oila, it can't become anything else. An Oila is always going to be an Oila. An Oila can't become something else. Mashe Ein Kein BePesach. When it comes to Pesach, the Kaim Alom B'Shayim Oisashon Shlomim Hava. Im Kein Keshehuktash LePesach, when you are Makdish it initially as a Pesach, Man Yeim Alon. Who tells you Sheyakrivu Bizman Al Hashem Pesach? How do you know it's going to be a Pesach at the end of the day? You don't know what's going to be. Dilma Yavar is mana. If I have a shlomim, maybe it's going to end up a shlomim. Va'al kein mitchilosai einoi oimed l'shem pesach bilvad v'stomoi lav lishmoi koi. There is no din stoma lishmo on a Pesach. Because you can't say that it's naturally heading for a Pesach. How do you know? It might become a shlomim. Va'al kein Sorech sheyeh choyshev l'shem Pesach, aber lo yisagi b'lvad b'stoma. And look how he fears us. V'hashta, given the stoma the Pesach lav l'shmo koi, osi shape the Rambam. The Rambam says the sheikh of Pesach l'shem chulim posel. Says, yeah, to give him the Pesach stoma posel. Im kein b'sheikh l'shem chulim dal chulim minei havele stoma, the stoma posel the Pesach. V'hadvorim mufuroshim. But all other karbonos, when you were makdish it, it became it. You said this is a chatos, it's a chatos. You said this is an oila, it's an oila.
There are two choices here, so you can't say.
So therefore, whenever we talk about machshavos, we're always talking about machshavos that interfere. You were makdish a shlomim, so it is a shlomim. Oh, now you thought it should be something else. You want this to bang, to interfere with this. Then we have a principle. Chulin can't interfere with kodshim. Here, it's not a matter of interfering. It's not a matter of staring a kavana. Plus, it was never a Pesach. When I say it was never a Pesach, it doesn't mean you could do what you like with it.
Can you omanas? Can I say omanas? I checked at the right time. Basically, it's going to be a Pesach.
Okay, that's what Marachash is saying. It's oimid for two tracks.
But if I say omanas, then lechor it could be.
Even though it's true, every hakdosh is omanas. I mean that I want to do it on time Pesach. If it doesn't work out, shlomim. But that is another brisk girl, we don't have time. He says, no, it's considered now that it's oimid maybe to be a shlomim. In which case, it's not a shaila of one kavana banging into another kavana. Pshat is, you need to press the button. I need to convert it into a Pesach, because until this moment, it wasn't definitely going to be a Pesach. It might have been a shlomim. Mm-hmm. There's only one way to convert it into a Pesach. It's a shecht l'shem Pesach. Where's that learnt from? Va'amartem zevach pesachu l'shem.
The second would be in Pesach Mitzrayim, because in Pesach Mitzrayim it couldn't have become a shlomim.
Okay, like the Minchaschena says it was going to the Deiris. Says the Marcheshes, that's the beauty of the Pasuk. And now let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam says in Mufurish, the Rambam in number 8 on the sheets. Ha Pesach sheshochtu b'machsheves shinui. If you shechted it with the wrong intention in mind, bein sheshinu shmoi l'shem zevach acher, bein sheshinu l'shem chulin, it's posel. Why? Shenema va'amartem zevach pesach hu l'shem. Because the Torah says va'amartem. We're learning everything from amartem. You've got to say it. What does it mean you've got to say it? As Yerushalmi says, im nishchat l'shem pesach, hu pesach, v'im lav, einay pesach. So it's not a Pesach.
Seems to be saying that the nekuda of shechita is everything by the Pesach.
Correct. That converts it into the Pesach.
Because 5 minutes after shechita, that korban can still be something.
No.
It can be a shlomim.
Can't. Once you've shecht into Pesach, it's a Pesach.
After shecht, you forget about it.
Yeah. Right. Now, if you look at the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, in Sochah number 9 on the sheet says, Ki hamachshava poiseles bekodshim etc. v'prata Pesach v'chatzos kashen nefarash v'tchila zochim v'omru b'Yerushalmi. And he quotes the Yerushalmi, minayin she'ein shechten esa Pesach elo lishmoi shenema v'amartem zevach Pesach hu l'ashem. The Rambam is saying the only way to get your Pesach is elo lishmoi, only if I do it lishmoi. Anything else doesn't pasul the korban, it means it just never became a Pesach. It never became a Pesach. How do I know that you've got to verbalize it or think it, you've got to convert it? Va'amartem zevach Pesach hu Lashem. You've got to say that it's a Pesach hu Lashem. If you don't say, it won't become. Why not? But I was maktish as a Pesach. No. You're maktish as a possible Pesach, but it might have been a Shlomim. So exactly what Reb Chaim and the Briskerov are saying by Para Aduma, we're saying by Pesach. But over here, it's even easier to understand in a way, because a Para Aduma is always going to be a Para Aduma. But here, you don't know what it's going to be. It might be a Pesach, it might be a Shlomim. So you can't say, oh, it's got the status of a Pesach now. What do you mean? How do you know? It might be a Shlomim. Say that. Va'amartem zevach Pesach. So it's your job to jolly well make it into a Pesach. And there's only one way to make it into a Pesach. Hakrova l'shem Pesach. Any other machshava just won't do it. So if we really sum up the shir in one line, we can really say, why does l'shem chulin pasul the korban? The answer is it didn't pasul the korban. It just never made it into a Pesach. So let's sum up what we said. We brought the pasuk v'amartem zevach Pesach. We said that a chatos, if you shech for other korbanos, it's pasul, but l'shem chulin it's kosher. So why is the same not true by Pesach? The Rambam suddenly says l'shem korbanos is pasul, l'shem chulin is pasul. So we said different tirutzim. Minchas Chinuch found his goinus because in Mitzrayim there were no other korbanos. The Keren Ora said it's like shaloi l'oichlov because it becomes a public korban, or there's no din oichlov. And we're suggesting, and the Marchesh is the same with Furush, the Pshat is a Pesach was never definitely destined to become a Pesach because it might have been a Shlomim. Va'amartem zevach Pesach says, if you say it, it'll become a Pesach. You don't say it, it won't become a Pesach. So any machshava which is not l'shem Pesach, m'meila the korban didn't become a Pesach. Rebazoi, Dibra Rambam, l'cheira, miyushavim heiti.
Yes, Kuev. Who do you think?